It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined on the telephone by the District 5 California Assemblyman, Frank Bigelow, a Republican, who's going to give us an update on legislation at the state capitol in Sacramento. Assemblyman Bigelow, thank you so much for coming back on Motherlode Views.
As always, BJ, it's a pleasure to be here and talk with you and the entire community on issues that are important to everyone.
So is it crunch time right now in Sacramento with a deadline approaching?
It is so much so, my friend. And, you know, when you started looking at how this session we, as the Assembly, have been able to increase from authoring 40 bills, which I do not do, but most members are doing that. They've increased it from 40 to 50. And you look at the plethora of bills that are introduced, it's startling, because sometimes we don't realize the level of workload that causes for all the staff and everyone, and plus the impacts that each of these bills may or may not have on each of us in our everyday life.
So each lawmaker can introduce up to 50 bills now, is that correct?
Each lawmaker can introduce up to 50 bills, except for Senate. On the Assembly side, they could introduce 50 bills. Absolutely. Okay. That's what they allow now.
So just for comparison, roughly how many are you introducing this session?
I can tell you exactly. Give me a second, but I believe it was 15 bills is what I introduced.
Okay.
This session, but hold on one second. 16.
16 bills. Okay.
That doesn't include the resolutions. I think I did 4 resolutions, so it would be a total of 20 action items. But many of those bills that I've authored, I know that are going to become, as you know, we go from session to session, and that's a 2-year window. Each year, you're allowed 50 bills. I typically do mine all at the beginning of the session, so I've got 10 that will be on hold for the following part of the session. And so I kind of know that my staff, which is limited, can only do so much, and I don't want to overwhelm them. Being a Republican, you don't get as many staff members as maybe the Democrat members do.
So one thing I want to ask you about first is a big issue in the community, people having trouble losing fire insurance. Many people know that there was a town hall meeting in Sonora about a week ago. You were one of the speakers at that meeting. Can you give us kind of an update on what's happening in the way of any potential legislation in response to that issue?
Well, as we spoke, yes, and thank you very much. I'm not sure, were you there the other night?
I was there, yes. There were so many people, I didn't get a chance to talk to you directly, but I was there front and center.
Yeah, there were hundreds of people there, and there's so many people. I didn't get to go out and say thank you for coming and talk to directly, but I stayed around to the very end to answer as many questions as I could with people, and rightfully so. Everybody is facing these troubling times with insurance cancellations, as I said. I've been impacted. In fact, I didn't realize. I talked with my mother over the weekend, and she'd received her cancellation notice. So she's going, what the heck's the matter with you? And so anyway, I've been able to get her settled down and get insurance, but it's not easy. Some of the people there have some really good, legitimate arguments. You know, they're concerned because the insurance rates, even at the fair plan, are in the thousands of dollars annually and so forth. And the insurance commissioner is going around. I thank him for coming around. I thank him for coming to our district. He's going to be again in the district up in Calaveras County, I believe, the middle of the month, and share the same presentation that he shared there with everyone. One of the things that he talked about was wanting more power, more authority, if you will, which may require legislative action. You know, quite honestly, he knows, and I know both, that he has a large plethora of tools in his toolbox to be able to help. It's just growing an agency doesn't necessarily get everything that everyone wants in a prudent way. But at the same time, you ask the more important question is, what are we doing? And like I spoke the other night, I've been working on trying to get the increase in funding for the dead and dying trees to get CAL FIRE so we can help the people clear around their homes, make them more fire-hardened and fire-wise. At the same time, trying to help our local counties who are impacted by the fires to have what we currently have structured in place is counties have to put a 25% match to get some of this funding, and this legislation would have reduced that to a 10% match. And unfortunately, my bill has been held now since the town hall meeting. It's held in appropriation suspense, which means it's just it's held, it's dead for the remaining part of this year, can be taken up again next year. So I'll continue to follow up on that and try to make sure I can hopefully get that legislation passed and move forward in next year's budget and process.
Okay. So January, is that when the next session will pick up after this one?
Yes.
Have you heard, is there any other legislation that could make it through, or is most everything going to be probably pushed to the next session?
Well, as I spoke the other night, there's been a number of pieces of legislation that's been authored by different members who are impacted and been having a lot of these issues. But the plethora of discussion that results from a lot of bills that are like-kind in the same chapters, in the same realm, if you will, has caused people to say, okay, time out. We need to have more detailed discussion. How does this relate? How does this fit? And bring it all together in a more comprehensive way. I get the part from everyone that hears that, well, that doesn't help me today, and it doesn't. It doesn't specifically help them with the broader text of all this other legislation for the immediate solution. And that's irritating to me as well as to the people that have heard that. I know there's people out here who have had some good pieces of legislation. We could have acted on that, and maybe that would have helped in the immediate. But each action has a reaction, and that's been the difficulty for all of us. One thing that I want to assure everyone is I've made myself available and been a part of many of the working groups to try to find solutions to this, because my district is very much impacted by all of these wildfires that have been occurring. Thank the good Lord, knock on wood, we haven't had any major fires in the state this year, and hopefully it'll be much more quiet this year than it has been in the past few years.
You know, at the town hall meeting, yourself and Senator Borges and Insurance Commissioner Lara, seemed like all three of you had a good grasp and understanding of the issue and the concerns of the residents. You know, how does this issue kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, rank when it comes to the state capitol right now? Is it a high concern, do you think, among the governor's office, or is it kind of more towards the bottom and on the outlier right now?
Well, I think we can say, honestly, the governor has made personal appearances at each of the areas that have been devastated by fires. I know he saw firsthand on the ground the devastation up at Paradise at the campfire. He's been to other fires where he's been on the ground and seen the devastation. And I think it's important to him to address how we can help these people get their lives rebuilt and going again. And hopefully, at the same time, make sure that this type of scenario can be averted in the future. With that said, that comes the complicated discussion. What does all of that mean, and how do we handle that level of discussion so that we can get a bill that is comprehensive and meaningful to the people?
Need to take a break. We're talking with Assemblyman Frank Bigelow on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up our discussion on fire season in just a minute with the Assemblyman. We'll return with our Motherlode Views in just a minute.